Our guest in the cafe this morning is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission, Carol Taylor. Carol, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I think we all heard the story about the Greenville fire truck that somehow ran into the Dairy Queen over in Farmersville and just about wiped it out. That must have been sitting there having your hunger buster, and here comes a fire truck, you know, right through the window. That must have been quite an experience. But that got you to thinking about the background, the history of firefighting in Greenville and Hunt County, and
yes.
You came up with some interesting stuff. But, you know, cities, not to make light of it, because cities, and especially in the past, have always been susceptible to fire.
Oh, yes.
But much more so in the past, 100 years ago, than today.
Well, the construction of the homes and the buildings were such that I know today in Greenville, there are firewalls between buildings downtown, The entire building, you know, the exterior of the building. But at the other times, no. If a fire started, it just spread.
And we're going to talk about one of the worst fires in Greenville history. I guess we'll go ahead and talk about that now. Going back to 1883, April 17th, 1883, this was the fire that destroyed the Indy Hotel,
yes.
Which was the major hotel in Greenville at that
yes.
time.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Fred Indy had immigrated to the United States in the 1850s as a young German man. He traveled up the Mississippi and then ended up coming through Greenville and decided that would be a good place to set up a store. And beginning about 1857, he was a merchant here until his death. And when he was one of the ones who really wanted to get the railroad in.
But at any rate, he built a hotel at some point.
He built this hotel. After getting the railroad here, he decided that people needed a nice hotel. On the morning of the 17th of April, they were awakened by crashing walls. And then I think 13 people died. Indy's wife was actually injured and had problems with one of her legs for the rest of her life.
This was April 17th, 1883, downtown Greenville, and this is at the southeast corner of Washington and Johnson Street, where I believe Women in Need
yes.
has a building. Now they occupy that building anyway. We're talking with Carol Taylor, the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. Now, the remarkable thing was that Greenville did not have a volunteer fire department.
That's right.
At that time, though.
Greenville actually did not become a really organized, sophisticated place until just about the time the railroad came. The 1870s were well known for Reconstruction, and then there was a big depression. And so the money, the wherewithal to become a real town wasn't there until about 1880.
Mm-hmm. And the railroads came?
Railroads came.
About that time.
Yes.
Yeah. The another amazing thing in what you wrote on this was that the mayor of Greenville telegraphed to Sherman.
Yes.
And there was help that came on the train within 55 minutes from Sherman.
Yes. They had evidently a fire truck, you know, which is a fire wagon, and a flat car. And, of course, this is the Katy. And they just put it on the Katy and came right on down. And I'm sure they cleared the way.
I guess so.
You know.
I don't know you can make 55 minutes from Sherman today.
That's not on the road.
That is incredible. But then Greenville did organize a volunteer fire
right.
department. And you said this fire also destroyed much of downtown Greenville.
Right.
Yeah. So they did organize a volunteer fire department. But an interesting aspect of this, Carol, was that we're right at the 100th anniversary now of Greenville having a professional firefighting organization and also having its first, as you say, motorized fire truck, to bring it back to
right.
the fire truck that recently had the mishap.
The prior to about 1916, January of 1916, was when this motorized fire truck arrived, and I assume it arrived on the train.
You would think so.
I don't know that they could have gotten it from New York by quotes.
I don't think so. No.
So,
but January 17th, 1916, so we're just past that anniversary is when they acquired their first, what we would consider, what we would think of as a fire
right.
truck.
And you know what? It was pretty close to that 100
That's
years.
Right. Isn't that right?
Isn't
that? Very, very close. Right. At about the same time, I had a fully professional fire department.
Yes. At least one of our firemen was not driving it then. that's the buzz that's going around town.
That's the saving grace. That's exactly right. Carol, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us. Carol Taylor, chairman of the Hutt County Historical Commission. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.